Welcome to the Effortless English Show with the world's number one English teacher, A.J. Hogue, where A.J.'s more than 40 million students worldwide finally learn English once and for all, without the boring textbooks, classrooms, and grammar drills. Here's A.J. with a quick piece to help you learn to speak fluent English effortlessly.
Hello, this is A.J., and welcome to the Effortless English Show. You have frustrations in your life, right? What is frustration? What is this word, frustration? Frustration means it's a feeling. It's an emotion. It's the feeling you have when you want something a lot, but you can't get it, right? You're blocked. It's the feeling of being blocked. Something is stopping you, of being stopped, right? So maybe you want to speak English powerfully, confidently, fluently, with a perfect American accent. And you try and you try and you try, but you have not succeeded. So you feel frustrated. Frustrated. Ugh! When will I succeed? Ugh! It's that feeling of frustration. Maybe it's not English. Maybe it's some other part of your life. You're dating with girls, boys, men, women, whatever. Fitness, health, money, whatever it is, we all have frustrations in our life. We also feel weak and afraid. We feel like we have failed, like we're not good enough. These are common feelings. I think we all feel these things at some time. Some of us feel these things a lot. This feeling like that we don't really have any success in our life and maybe we never will. Do you feel that in some areas of your life? Do you feel weak, afraid, or failed, or not good enough? Not good enough. So we compare that feeling. We feel not good enough. And then we think about our dreams, our dream life of great success and great confidence. Confidence is feeling strong. So we compare the dream to our real life. And there's a big gap, right? There's a space. They're not the same. And that's why we get frustrated. Sadly, many people live their whole lives, feeling frustrated because they never achieve any of those dreams. And that's not good. You don't want to be one of those people. So let's talk about the problem, the source of the problem first, and then we'll talk about some ideas of going beyond. One source of this problem of failure, yes, of course, it starts in the school system, I believe. It's a big lie that will destroy your life. It's a big lie that prevents your success. A big, big lie. And you must unlearn this lie. You must unlearn it and see that it is false. Take that red pill. What is this lie? What is this mistake that you learned in school? This terrible, terrible mistake of thinking that makes you weak, that makes you fail, that will cause frustration in your life again and again and again and again for your whole life unless you change this mistake of thinking. This mistake is either or thinking. Either or thinking. I also call this the mistake of false choices. The mistake of false choices. False means not true. Do you need some examples? Okay. Examples! I'll give you some examples, shall I? See, in school, perhaps the number one way of thinking They teach you that you learn. They train you from a young age for years and years and years. They teach you to think that there is a right answer and a wrong answer. There's a right answer and a wrong answer to everything. And that's what tests are. There's a right answer and there's a wrong answer. Right? This is a false choice, either or. It's this or that. It's A or B, or sometimes C, D. But you got to choose one. There's one right answer. Either this or that. False choice. And they train you for so many years that this way of thinking becomes a habit. You do it automatically. You don't even realize you're doing it. And then in all parts of your life, you start to think this way. You start thinking that there are two choices and you must find the right answer. There's a right way and a wrong way. That's it. Which one's right? Which one's wrong? This will destroy your improvement, destroy your success in life, because you get stuck. It's false. Real life is not like this. Real life is not like this. Even worse. In school, you typically learn that one kind of answer is correct and one kind of answer is wrong. Or one even bigger than answer. One way of being, one type of action is right and one type of action is wrong. For example, in school you learn that passive is right and active is wrong or bad, right? Passively sitting quietly in your seat, in your chair, that's good. Oh, the teacher likes that. Good boy. Good girl. Sitting quietly, reading your book. Good boy. You're such a good student. You're such a good boy. Good boy. Passive, sitting quietly. But active, get stand up out of your chair and try to run around. Bad boy, sit down. Punished. Bad, bad. Or maybe in like a science, you want to go and you want to grab something and look at it and break it apart and study it. Active. No, no, bad. Don't touch. Bad, bad, bad. Sit down. Be quiet. Listen. Good. Right? Passive, good. Active, bad. Even more generally, even in a more and more general way of acting, a more general way of thinking, a more general way of being, soft is good in schools, right? Soft and gentle. Good, good, good boy. Such a good boy. Right? When you're soft, quiet, a soft voice is good in school. Walking slowly inside the building, that's good. Good boy, soft, good. Running is bad. Yelling is bad. Fighting and wrestling, bad. Weakness is good. Obedience is good. Right? False choice. False choice. False choice. They teach you that the weak, the soft, the passive is good, and the active and strong is bad. That's what you learn in schools year after year after year. This false choice that you have to choose one, that only one is good and the other is bad. Not true in life, no. So what is true? What's a better way to think of this that will help you get better results in your life with learning English, with, again, relationships, money, everything in life. You can get much better if you only forget that bad idea. Okay. You know, effortless English came from, was inspired by, I was inspired by, Taoism. Taoism. T-A-O-I-S-M. It's a Chinese philosophy originally. You'll know Taoism from the famous symbol of Taoism, yin-yang. Yin-yang. Right? Yin-yang, it's that symbol, right? It's a circle, and then inside it has, you know, half of it is black and half of it is white. But not straight, right? It's kind of a curve. And there's the black side and the white side. And then there's a, inside the black, there's a white dot. Inside the white, there's a black dot. That's the yin-yang symbol. And the philosophy of the effortless English system of learning really comes from Taoist philosophy. So I'm going to play a couple pieces from a video that talks about yin and yang. And then we'll talk about how do these ideas help you learn English better, speak better English, and get more success in all parts of life. Okay, so let's go to the video now and just listen to about yin yang. Yin and yang. Here we go.
The yin is the dark swirl and the yang is the light one. And each side has a dot of the opposite color, which gives a clue to the meaning of yin and yang. Everything contains the seed of its opposite. Darth Vader has the seed of goodness, and Luke has the potential to follow his father to the dark side. Like Luke and his father, yin and yang are not total opposites. They are relative to each other. Taoists believe that the universe is made up of energies, vibrations, and matter, which behave differently in different contexts. Something can be yin or yang depending on, well, depending on lots of things.
Okay, interesting. So this is the first idea. So yin and yang, right? Black and white. But they also have a dot inside them. So they're opposites, right? Generally, you know, yin is soft. It's kind of like the softer, the idea of softer, feminine, these kind of ideas, right? And then yang, harder, more masculine. This is the general feeling of yin and yang, right? Kind of opposites. But what's interesting is that they have a dot, right, of the opposite inside them. So inside the white part, there's a black dot. And what this guy was saying, it means that everything has a little seed, a little piece of its opposite inside it. So even though something is very hard, there is something inside it that is also soft. And if something is very, very soft, there's also something about it that can be very hard. There's a little bit of the opposite. So it's not either or. It's not this or that. Then he uses a Star Wars example, which is interesting. So let's say Darth Vader being the hard, the yang. That Darth Vader also has some goodness in him, some of the light side, right? Which you see at the end of the third movie, he becomes good. And Luke, the good guy, the good, he also has some potential for badness in him, right? They try to change him to be bad, and he gets angry, and he actually, you know, gets a little bit close to becoming bad, and then but he doesn't. So it's not complete. The world does not work this way, where everything is black and white only, good and evil only, only two choices. That's not how the real world is. Okay, let's listen to the next part, and then we'll talk about English learning. Okay, let's find it here. I'm going to go forward on the video a little bit. What have we got? Okay, almost there. Okay. Here we go.
That living in harmony with the way, a person will not have to fight against the universe's natural flow. So, for example, listen more, argue less. Be ready to back up or undo something, and you will make even faster progress. Don't worry about being the best. Be who you are. Live simply. Complications take you away from the Tao. The wise person is flexible, Taoists say. Learning to use the Tao is what Taoism is all about. And that's why you should know your yin from your yang.
All right. Okay, so he says that, so for practical use, how to live, you know, practical advice, that what you need to do, it's not about always choosing just two choices, but actually that the universe, right, life, the universe, everything, people, always changing, right? There's a flow, right? He calls it the flow of the universe, right? It's the flow of time, the movement of time, the movement of the universe. So in our life, situations are always changing. Nothing stays the same. You know, we get older, right? We're born as little babies, and then we grow to be very old people. So each year of our life can be quite different. And in society changes. The economy changes. Everything's changing and moving all the time. So you can't just choose one thing all the time. You can't choose always to be soft or always to be hard, for example. Because the situation's always changing. You need to be flexible. So they're saying that the Tao is called the way of living. And what the Taoists believe is that you have to be hard and soft. So when are you hard? When are you soft? Well, that's the art of living, they say. That's the art, right? You have to be flexible. It means you have to see the situation. Sometimes the situation needs you to be hard, tough, strong, aggressive, focused, intense, energetic. Other times, the situation requires you to be soft, gentle, kind, relaxed, easy. Right? It's not one or the other. One is not good, the other is not bad. They're both good, and they're both bad. They're good when they are the best choice for the situation. But they're bad when you're doing it at the wrong time. So as I said, the effortless English philosophy comes from this idea. See, that my original idea, my original name, my first name was going to be Effortless Effort English. Effortless Effort English. See, I wanted to give the idea of doing both at the same time, yin and yang. Effortless, easy, soft, right? You're just listening. You're learning in a very natural way and intuitive way. Listening to stories, having fun. It feels easy. Effortless. But also effort. It's high energy. Right? You're not just sitting on your butt. No, no, you're using your body. You're moving. You're using your mind. You're using your full energy and concentration and passion and enthusiasm and emotion. Effort. Effortless and effort at the same time. Both. Not one or the other. Not either or. Not a false choice. Both at the same time. That's the best way to learn English and to improve super, super quickly, much, much faster, and to get much better success for you. Speak fluently. Speak confidently. So that's why the effortless English system is yin and yang, hard and soft, effortless and effort. To see how it works, join my Power English course at effortlessenglishclub.com. Effortlessenglishclub.com. So no false choices anymore. Get out of your mind, in all parts of your life, the idea of one right answer, the idea of this is always good, this is always bad. It's not true. Few examples. Let's say relationships with people, social, your social life. It could be friends, coworkers, anybody, doesn't matter. Should you be soft and kind and gentle all the time? No. Right? So a lot of people will teach you, a lot of books will teach you to be soft and kind. Oh, you must be kind and gentle. But not always, no. Soft and kind, it's not always good. Some people are not nice. Some people are not good. You should realize this by now, right? Some people are mean. If you are soft and kind with, you know, we'll say a bad person, a mean person, then you are going to get hurt. They are going to beat you. They're going to do mean things to you. You're going to become a victim if you're always soft and gentle, always. So that means you should always be hard, right? You should fight. You should always be super direct, super strong with other people. Right? Yeah. Wrong. Not always. No. Now, what about with someone you're close to and you love them and they're a very sensitive person? And they're so sweet and they're so kind. Do you want to be hard and mean and tough with them? No. With them, you're going to be soft and kind and gentle. What about, you know, with a baby, for example, a little baby, a tiny baby. Are you going to yell at the baby and be tough and mean to the baby? No. Of course not. Which one's right? Which one's wrong? Neither. Neither one is right or wrong. One's not better, one's not worse. They're both good and they're both bad. It depends. It depends on the situation. Some situations you need to be tough. And I mean really hard and tough. You need to fight like an animal. Mean, tough, angry, hard. In other situations, you need to be soft and gentle and kind and sweet. And sometimes you put them both together. You're direct and strong, but also kind at the same time. You can do them both at the same time. Sometimes you can do both at the same time. This is the idea of yin and yang. It's the opposite of what you learn in school. One right answer. Same with learning, as I said, with effortless English. At the same time, you're relaxed, natural, having a good time, enjoying, feels effortless, and still at the exact same time, you're intense, you're focused, you're energetic, both at the same time. It's not one or the other. It's a false choice. And even, you know, spiritually, religion, spirituality, the same, right? This is a problem I see sometimes in some groups, some churches, some organizations, is that they focus too much on only one side. Even though all the major religions and spiritual traditions actually teach both sides. They do. They teach that sometimes, yeah, forgiveness, of course, forgiveness is a spiritual value. You can forgive people. You can even forgive enemies. That's very, very soft just to forgive. But that's only part of it. Because also, we have to fight evil. We have to fight bad, terrible people. Even inside our own mind and our own heart, right? We can have some really terrible, mean, destructive, evil feelings or thoughts. And well, we got to fight against those. We can't just be soft about those, and we can't be soft about those people. Someone is trying to hurt you. If someone's trying to destroy you or your family or your culture, you have to fight. You've got to fight. You got to be strong. That is not the time for forgiveness. Forgiveness comes later when the fight is over. So is fighting always good? No. Is forgiveness always good? No. They each have their time. Hard has its time, soft has its time. Okay, then. So what can you do? Just take the red pill. Okay, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up and realize that you were trained to think either or, right? False choices. That in many areas of your life, you might be thinking in false choices. If you're stuck, right, you're not improving in some area of your life. If you are frustrated in some area of your life, it might be because you have a false choice in your head. You're not seeing the truth. You're not realizing that, oh, maybe I need to do the opposite, or maybe I need to do both, or maybe there's a third answer or a fourth answer or a completely different way to do it. Maybe there's some choice I'm not even thinking about yet. Usually that's the problem when you're stuck. You can't go forward. You can't go forward. You have like some idea. Should I do this or this? But it's a false choice. You probably need to do something completely different. So just realize that, and when you're solving problems in your life, look for the third choice. Consider the opposite way. Get rid of either or thinking. Get rid of false choices. And when you're ready to speak English powerfully and have both effortlessness and effort, go to EffortlessEnglishClub.com. EffortlessEnglishClub.com. See you next time. Bye for now.